grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, 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 Chris is back at it again.
Well, kia ora, Millie.
Hello.
Hello, and good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, listeners.
That's right. And being 420 for Marijuana Media, if we've got you mid-sesh, carry on.
Carry on, man.
So, how's everything?
It's good. We're, you know, out here, life is lifing.
Good, good. Another week and still not busted. That's always good if you can say that, because
exactly
50 years of the old war on drugs started by President Richard Nixon over in America. And as of so this week, it turns out these newly surfaced audio recordings. So this is the guy that started it all, right? And it's what led to our Misuse of Drugs Act that carries on to this day, this 50-year-old law that we've got,
which is incredible.
They even sent people over here to advise the government when it happened. Newly uncovered audio recordings reveal Richard Nixon, founder of the war on drugs, privately questioned the tough stance, acknowledged that it isn't particularly dangerous.
Oh!
And I won't do the I'm not a crook kind of voice, but imagine Nixon saying this. Let me say, I know nothing about marijuana. I know that it's not particularly dangerous, in other words, and most of the kids are for legalizing it. But on the other hand, it's the wrong signal at this time. See, there you go.
Oh, God. You did get
it. The penalties should be commensurate with the crime. This is Nixon saying this. I have no problem. There should be an evaluation of penalties on it, and there should not be penalties that, you know, like in Texas, people get 10 years for marijuana. That's wrong. And then, of course, he starts the war on drugs. It does exactly that. So, but privately questioned.
Which
it's in the New York Times.
Incredible. Because, you know, why would it send the wrong message? Is it because they're outlawing all other drugs, you know, putting harsher measures in place?
Well, I think if we think back to that time, whatever, it was a culture war, right?
There was the
establishment cracking down on the hippies and using drug laws to do that was part of the toolbox.
Mm.
And we see very similar things going on today, funnily enough. But
funny.
In this morning's Herald online, there was an article that's since been taken down. I have no idea why.
Ooh,
but it's not there right now if you go to look
article.
It up. It's not there right now, but it was there this morning. And they had some crime stats. This was Derek Chang this morning. So,
but not this afternoon.
Assuming it was right, that could be the reason it was taken down. But what he revealed, it was a whole bunch of different crime stats, but in terms of drug laws, finally, cannabis is not the number one.
Oh, fine.
It's taken all this time. 50 years. It's taken all this time before, actually, right now, as of this year, meth is finally 50% of drug arrests, and cannabis is only one third of drug arrests.
Wow.
The previous time that they looked at it, cannabis has been over 50% for that entire time. And in fact, if we think back to only around year 2000,
yep,
for example, ran at about 30,000 arrests a year.
Mm. Is that
incredible.
Good, though?
Well, it's good that we have far less. So the amount has dropped, and proportion of cannabis, you know, that is cannabis has dropped too.
Has also dropped. Oh, well, that's fantastic. It's good to hear that it overall has gone down, because I was like, is it better that more people are on meth?
That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing.
It's good, I guess, that police are reprioritising slightly. But there was an example just today. I mentioned this just off Emily. Just an example when people think, they don't really go around doing anyone. But, you know, it's still a third of a drug arrest.
There's
a person behind that. And most of them, yes, would be perhaps up to other things these days. But some, perhaps not. There was a guy, in fact, on the Herald website today. Elderly guy. Little cupboard full of six whole plants in his little workshop. And some customer at his panel beating thing dobbed him in. And the police raided him. He showed it to him. And it's six plants. It's clearly personal. He's an old guy.
Yeah.
And living in a caravan. This is not a... come on. And not only do they bust him, but they go tell the Herald that he said, they were almost ready.
Which is devastating in two ways.
It is. That they just think it's hilarious. It's kind of, this will get a headline. And then the Herald dutifully, that is the headline.
Older person.
probably medical user has medicine taken away by stupid customer dobbing him in.
That is a shocker. No, I don't like that at all.
We don't like it.
No.
Shame on them.
Don't support that here at Marijuana Media.
If we return to America then,
yes.
Where it turns out, 50 years after all that Nixon crapola and duplicity, that finally, God, it takes so long, finally...
Incredibly long.
Biden, as of this week, President Biden, because time's running out for him to actually do anything, but as of this week, he was bigging up his mass marijuana pardons, where he's done clemency, or, you know, and he's also said... The rescheduling that they're trying to do, take it down to a kind of more like a decrim level at the federal level.
Right.
Schedule 3 instead of 1. Mm-hmm. And DEA are objecting. It's not a done deal. He's kind of running out of time. So, but you know, and yeah. Anyway, that brings me to the actual current candidates.
Yeah. They're interesting ones, eh?
It's been quite controversial over in America as to what their actual positions are, because they've kind of both been avoiding it. And Kamala Harris, in fact, has not talked about what her drug law would be since she's become the candidate. And people kind of are trying to keep kind of putting it to her. But Normal over in America noted that she actually tweeted on 420 day this year, April 20, purely coincidentally, right? But she actually tweeted on 420 day that no one should go to jail for weed.
Bless his soul.
So, you know, you kind of think, well, there's her policy position right there.
Yeah.
And that is, that makes her the first, well, according to Norm, the first presidential nominee to endorse it.
Really?
Then more recently, just last month, or this month, I think, Trump said, we do not need to ruin lives and waste taxpayer dollars arresting adults with personal amounts of marijuana on them.
Okay. So
they're both into it.
Both into it.
It turns out.
So do you think... If either party, God forbid, gets in America, do you think that their marijuana laws are going to become looser than they currently are?
Well, I think that if Biden's rescheduling doesn't go through, it would kind of have to start again.
Ooh,
I think they all get kind of reset. But presumably, you know, with them both into it. And 70%, according to the last Gallup poll in America, 70% are into legalizing marijuana.
Wow! That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, good on them.
Not only that, Gallup also found the majority of people view cannabis as less harmful than alcohol, tobacco, vaping. There are more cannabis smokers than cigarette smokers now in America, and there are more daily cannabis users than drinkers.
That is incredible. I never thought I'd hear myself say it, but go America.
It's the future. It's the choice for people.
That's really cool.
And in fact, if we mooch on over to Bloomberg Business News.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's that time of the day. We always talk business.
It's business time.
They're saying it's actually a significant threat. Legal cannabis is a significant threat to the alcohol industry. They're talking about that it may extend indefinitely slumping sales of wine and spirits. They've discounted their forecast dividends and things for alcohol companies and said, get out. And there you go. $30 billion in cannabis sales in America in 2022 was more than chocolate and craft beer combined. There's a trivia question.
Wow, chocolate and craft beer.
More than chocolate and craft beer.
That's incredible. Is it because, are they quite competitively priced in America?
Yes, it is. And in fact,
on the higher side.
Funny you should say that. Because it's legal, they collect very good data. And so... One of the things that came out just this week was the new federal data showing $8.7 billion US in taxes collected in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent amounts, I guess.
That's a lot. $8.7 billion.
They could probably collect a bit more, I'm just saying.
But, yeah, go on.
Americans did spend over $4 billion on pre-roll joints. If someone can work out, that was in the past 18 months, it was, we know how much. It's $26 million a month is what it's running at.
Oh my gosh.
It's not that much. Average of $6.50 each. There you go.
That's not, that's not bad. No. But I mean, if you can put it at that price, and obviously the consumers want it, then you're getting all that tax from it. I don't know. Just makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. Known potency, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they do love their joints. It's the fastest growing segment, and particularly these fancy pants joints would be quite difficult to roll yourself, like kind of, you know, triple dipped and infused and five types of hash and all that kind of thing, you know, or different flavours going down it.
That sounds
The party
fun.
Joints.
Yeah. Wow.
Why not?
Wow, incredible. I didn't even know those existed. Introduce a whole new thing to my brain.
Speaking of which, did you know that senators are being urged, this is also still America, senators are being urged to pass the doobie.
I love that. I love the way that is phrased.
They're saying, call your senator now and urge them to pass the doobie. And the doobie is the Dismantling Outdated Obstacles and Barriers to Individual Employment, or Doobie Act.
Incredible.
It's on the Senate's agenda, and what this will do is prohibit the federal government from making marijuana use a factor in employment or doing piss testing and that kind of thing. So pass the doobie. You get more people to pick from. That's what they're saying. A better talent pool.
Exactly. And I mean, it's legal in so many places in America that it should no longer have a determinant in your ability to get employed.
That's
or your
right.
ability to retain a job.
Well, yeah, and you just have to think as well that, you know, the tech industry doesn't typically do any kind of drug testing or anything involving kind of smarts and creativity. Doesn't typically do it.
No.
So, yeah, if you want the smartest creative people, then stop doing that kind of testing.
Stop it. Just pass the doobie.
Pass the doobie. if you go to North Carolina right now, as of this week, you can go visit the Cherokee Indians. Who, before anyone says stop calling them that, that is what they call themselves. And they are a federally recognised tribe who began selling cannabis to anyone aged 21 and over who comes and visits them.
That's incredible. Yay, go them.
Yeah, and North Carolina is not legal. So this is like a little thing inside there where you're like, oh yeah, we'll just go over there. And they started with, you know, tribe members a few months ago, and now they've opened everyone. And the best place, my favourite insurance journal, which is called Insurance Journal, they covered it this week. And the Great Smoky Cannabis Co. said it was history in the making. Huge line. And they noted there are actually 9 states now where you can go into federally recognised tribes and purchase legal cannabis from them.
Because is it quite an ingrained part of their kind of tribal culture that they can just provide?
I think it's also economic development and it doesn't have to be necessarily a traditional part of the culture. I think they are their own little nation inside the USA.
So, cool.
Yeah.
So North Carolina, if you're over there, just head on down to the Cherokees. Give you what you need.
yeah, that's right. And speaking of which, if you need a medical cannabis prescription, we've got our doctor back in the hemp store tomorrow, 12 to 4:20, and also Saturday. Can be quite a good idea if you're short of time, because it's a turn up and just jump in the queue kind of thing, no appointments and so forth. If you want a kind of appointment, that kind of thing, there are other clinics that are set up to do that.
No.
Our little model is a drop-in one, so you can call beforehand and see if there's a queue, or just come early. And but last weekend it kind of ran at about an hour for most of the day, but the weekend before it didn't. So,
oh, cool.
There you go. But
okay.
And also behind us at Whakamana, you can go visit the museum. They're open every day now, and I think also on the weekends, 11 to 3, I think, and Saturday is 10 to 2 or something like that. But anyway, you can check their website. They also have doctors in there.
Check them out.
Were featured on the NBR website. They did a podcast. It's unfortunately behind a paywall. And they even dug up some recording of me that I have no idea where it came from.
Oh, did they? Where did that come from?
Go visit them anyway. Whakamana.
Yeah, go and visit them. Did you go to the Cannaposium?
I did not, and I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay.
I'm keen for feedback. If anyone went, give me the goss.
53955. Text in, listeners. Did anyone make it to the Cannaposium? Anyway, thank you, Chris, and shout out to the Hemp Store. That was Marijuana Media for another lovely week.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.